All right, we're going to move to the last item on our agenda, June Camping Unit and Review Report with Director Van Meteren.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. Yeah, thank you. Before I get started with the reports, I just want to thank my staff. They all added to this presentation this morning. You know, the activities we just ran through, they may seem a little different, but it's our attempt. A lot of these come from some of those comment reviews that Derek talked about earlier, but it's our attempt to really draw in different people into the parks, people that may not be campers, but maybe have an interest in astrology or music or something like that. And it kind of broadens our base, and we really encourage staff, and our staff loves to do that. It's something we constantly hear from the public too, that they really appreciate the opportunities we have in our parks with our programming and that kind of stuff. So, all right, we'll move into our reports. So we'll start off with the June camping report numbers. Believe you have those in your books there somewhere. The month of June was good to us. Finally had some great weather. We had a lot of parks that just really saw some fantastic numbers. As a whole, we're just slightly down from last year at this time, but last year we had 4.5 weekends. I know that sounds kind of weird in the calendar, and that one half day, one weekend day is a 4,400, sometimes can be as much as a 4,400 difference, 4,400 difference in our camping unit. So I would say on whole, and I'll refer to a bar chart at the end here, we were in really good shape for the month of June. So helped us kind of overcome some of the negative numbers we saw because of the weather in the month of May. So very pleased with the month of June. So if you look at the year-to-date report, I'm going to point out a few parks here. Really refreshing to see mine in Richmond with a 5% and a 7% increase. That's a park area we've put a lot of emphasis on over the last couple of years. One we're, you know, looking at is this an area where we could do some expansion, that kind of stuff. So it's great to see those numbers. Then we have Palisades State Park, 23% increase. That's not something we didn't anticipate. Again, we built those campsites down there to fill up. This is a comparison from last year when those sites were used. So we're still seeing increases in those, on those campsite numbers down there. So we're very pleased with that. Then if you go down to the bottom in that, district, 12 and 13 area where we, or 12 area, where we, have our Whitlocks and, Indian Creek and, Swan Creek Park areas. We have some big increases, and a lot of that's due to the fishing up there. Fishing generates a lot of use in our parks. When the fishing isn't good, we see the negative effect of that. But when it is good, those are areas that we definitely have benefited from that. So very pleased with that. We're going to ask Director Kirschman to continue to stock the Missouri River with large walleyes. So it's good for our users. So, yeah, overall, we're feeling good about things. We got a hole to dig out of with the weather we got in the month of May, but we feel like we can get there in the end. So with that, I'll turn to the revenue. Let's start off up at the with the June revenue report. Again, had a great month revenue wise. When you look at the number of annual and double licenses sales, a couple things I want to point out is we continue to see a shift in our double license sales. You have to kind of add the number of permits together for the residents and the non-residents, but if you do that with the double license sales, you see that we sold 10,060 as opposed to the 8,330 we sold last year at this time. So again, we continue to see a shift in the growth of our double license sales. A little bit of a decrease in our annual license sales, but again, I think that's offset by the shift of more people buying double license sales, which is what we want them to do. Overall, our annual license sales were up 17%. We feel very good about that. Then you go down into our daily license sales. We just continue to see really good numbers with our daily licenses. Overall, we've sold 86,189 permits as opposed to the 77,540 last year. So really good growth, 31%. Overall, our license sales are at 24%. One number that's not on here, but if you look at the bottom lines there, the number of permits, 113,306 licenses sold, as opposed to 107,384 in 2024, that represents a 5.5% increase in license sales, not revenue, but license sales. So we're feeling good about that. A lot of that's attributed to the programs we have and just the fishing and getting the word out on what we offer in our parks. Camping services, 20% growth in our revenue for the month of June. That's right where we wanted it to be. That's right on target. So we feel good about that. And then down in our miscellaneous revenue, two things I'm going to point out is our boat rentals have basically doubled. That's because we added another pontoon boat to our fleet up at Roy Lake. And we saw good growth in that last year. So Willie Cognon, our Northeast Regional Manager, said, how about we add another boat? I said, you bet. And he was able to purchase one, and that basically doubled our revenue there. So we'll continue to see good growth there. And then the other one that's kind of a different one, but our call center fee numbers are actually down, the number of calls. That's a good thing. We want to drive more and more people to our online sales. That saves them money, saves us money. So we're happy to see that downward trend there, and we want to continue to see that. That's kind of the month of June. We'll flip over to the June year to date. Very similar trends for our year-to-date numbers. Again, we continue to see good growth in our double license sales, and as well as our daily license sales. Overall, we're up 23% with our license sales revenue, just over $1 million. That also represents a 3% growth in our total number of licenses that we've sold. So feeling good about that. 11% with our camping services revenue for a total of 16% growth in our revenue through June so far. We're going to start rolling into some of our two bigger months, July and August here. So we're really curious how that will go for us. So far, we're up a little over $2 million in revenue, and we feel good about that. As you folks know, we put all of that money towards maintaining our park facilities, both in the preventative maintenance side and just making improvements that the public asks for. Again, I won't go over the charts that we provided on the last page. I just wanted to continue to show how our revenue comes in and how it changes from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. You start to see how the license sales now are catching up with the camping revenue. In the end, that'll be close to a 50-50 match there. And then we are just tracking, and I wanted to share this with you folks as well, how our actual license or our annual park entrance permits are coming in. Continues to track pretty similar to the months previous. Really pleased to see that. We're not seeing a slip, we feel like, in our non-resident license sales at all. So feel good about that. And then lastly, I just wanted to point out with the last four weekends, how we've been trending up in our weekend camping use. Really good growth. So when we have a full campground on a weekend, that represents about 8,800 units. That's the most we can have. So when you look at like the 4th of July weekend, when we were at 8,727 units, we're like 73 units from being completely full at that point. When you're managing all the properties we have, you know we're going to have some turnover. We're going to have people that didn't show up. So I got to believe that represents like less than 1% of our licenses, those 73. I know it does. You can do the math as well. But we're feeling really good about that when we can max out close to that 8,000 other number. And three out of those four weekends, we did that. But the other cool thing is every one of those weekends, we did better than we did last year. So we're feeling really good about that. Our midweek use is suffering a little bit. So we're going to put more emphasis on that. But we feel like our weekends are going well. It's really nice to see the 4th of July. We got a good start for the month of July. We expect that to continue. The weather's been good. Well, it's been raining down here, it seems like, every 2 hours in Yankton, but that's not the case elsewhere in the state. But anyway, with that, I'll just open it up to questions.
Very good. Questions, comments for Director Van Meteren? Looks like you've provided all they need to know.
Thank you.
Thank you for the update.
Yes, of course.
And with that, it takes us to the end of our agenda items. Solicitation of agenda items for our next commissioner meeting. Any items that members of the commission would like to suggest be on next month, actually September's commission meeting? Seeing none, just a big thank you to Commissioner Bruce Cole for hosting us and the community of Yankton for their hospitality. It's been a wonderful 2 days. Yankton is truly a gem of southeastern South Dakota. We look forward to seeing everybody in September, as we will be in Rapid City, September 4th and 5th for that commission meeting. And with that, before we adjourn, any final comments from Secretary Ridley?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just want to say thank you to all the staff once again for the great presentations and all the hard work and effort that has gone into them. Yeah, we are actually on the downhill slope of summer already. It's crazy to think. School will be starting here in 40 days, about less than that even for some. So I just encourage folks to get outside and enjoy the summer that we have left. It's also crazy to think the next time we meet, school will be in session. We'll be through our busiest time of year in our parks, and we'll be starting hunting seasons already. So dove hunting will be starting here in just a few weeks as well, and the summer is flying by. I just encourage everybody to get outdoors. Again, thank you to all the staff for all of your hard work. Things are looking very good for the upcoming pheasant season as well. And we're starting to see broods pop up here and there, getting a lot of positive reports from landowners, egg producers across the state. So we're very excited about that. And the grouse, a lot of good reports of grouse broods. The grouse numbers look very good. A lot of deer fawns running around. Lots to be excited about for this fall as well. So let's enjoy the great fishing while we have it. Lake Oahe's been very, very good. And just excited to enjoy the final days of summer. And thank you, Commission, for a great commission meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Safe travels home.
Thank you, Secretary. And with that, we do need a motion and a second to adjourn.
So
moved by Commissioner Beast.
Seconded
by Commissioner Locke. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, we are adjourned.